This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 15th. God's word for you today is Biblical Attitudes, Part 7. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And it says, "Commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to His will and guidance." To get your work to a place where it is transformed and heaven's blessings are upon it, first, work enthusiastically wherever you are right now. Second, understand who you are really working for. Third, concentrate on building character. Fourth, care about the people you work with. Fifth, exceed what is expected of you. Sixth, expand your skills with continual learning. And seventh, you must dedicate your work to be used for God's purposes. Yesterday, we said that a lot of us have dedicated our lives, our children, our cars, and even our refrigerators to the Lord, but we have not dedicated our work to God for God's purposes. The work we do is to serve the purposes of heaven, and this is the main thing about our work. Have you dedicated your work to the Lord? Use your work to represent Christ. Does your work represent Him? And that is a challenge for all of us, and you need to be creative about it. The first place is the quality of your work. If the quality of your work is shoddy, then what can you say to people? If people cannot depend on you to arrive on time for a meeting, then you show up with a big Bible. What are you saying? You are always late, never early to work. Then you say to your colleagues, "I want to invite you for Bible study in my church." That is ridiculous. Dedicate your work to God. You are to use your work to represent Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God." So, your number one task at work is to be an ambassador for Christ. If you see it that way, heaven will come alongside you and begin to guide you. Go this way and go that way. Very often, we think our number one task at work is to earn a living and get a promotion so that we can buy XYZ things and fulfill our responsibilities. But when we see that our number one task at work is to be ambassadors for Christ, all these other things will fall into place. You earn a living, you get a promotion, and the quality of your work speaks volumes. Your love for people, for your colleagues, and your consideration for the next person speaks volumes concerning you. The heaven moves on your behalf, and you will experience work metamorphosis. You need your life for you to work for Him and have the zest we have been talking about. I want to encourage you to commit your life to Jesus today and invite Him to be your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Father, help me to work enthusiastically, build character, care for people, exceed expectations, expand my skill, and work as unto Jesus always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.